Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you. Class 19, Enthusiasm and Inspiration. Goals. In Class 19, you will learn about enthusiasm and inspiration, practice receiving inspiration, learn association skills to flow with enthusiasm. Our daily meditation can sometimes become stale. We find ourselves having trouble getting new inspiration or enthusiasm. We sit to meditate, and without inspiration, our meditation might become a bit of a daydream, or we could find ourselves nodding off to sleep. We need to continuously look for ways for our meditation to evolve, ways to increase our enthusiasm and inspiration. This is important. If your meditation experience isn't changing, it may not be evolving. This repeats a lesson that we have already learned, that we cannot progress by staying the same. We have also learned another important lesson, that we have no choice but to progress. So the result is our meditation mirrors our life. Our meditation experience must change, must evolve, for us to be progressing, just as in our life. The important words here are inspiration and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the precursor to inspiration, and with inspiration we can achieve anything. Once you know that there is something you really want to do, then teach your mind to become enthusiastic about it. Realize that your heart is the home of real wisdom, real truth inside you. It is the place you get creative insights and scientific breakthroughs from. The mind does not know anything to be true for sure. It just believes what you repeat over and over. So if you mentally associate meditation with great outcomes in your life, you will feel happier, more at peace, more in love, etc. And also associate not meditating with bad outcomes, anxiety, stress, worry, etc. Then very simply, you will train your mind to develop enthusiasm for meditation. To generate enthusiasm, lift yourself emotionally every time you think about meditation. Smile to yourself, maybe even dance a little. Inwardly, if you like, your soul will already be dancing. Remember a time when you realized some of the lasting benefits of your meditation. Once you have enthusiasm, then inspiration is easy. Most of us think inspiration is a fleeting kind of quality that comes to us as a sort of accident or fate, or we're lucky or we're having a good day. Or perhaps a huge crisis in our life was a catalyst for us getting very focused and centered about resolving our difficulties, and in that way we developed inspiration to make a change. Some artists or poets or songwriters sometimes speak of being in great pain before they can get inspiration. But it is not pain they want, it is the focus to be able to get past the noise of the mind to the creative centre of the heart. You might recognise the same sort of understanding we previously had for our ah or our heart moments. We had previously thought that we had no control over our ah moments. They just came when fate chose. We have come to realise that with practice we can increase the frequency of our heart moments at our choosing. So it is with inspiration. We can choose to find inspiration. With practice we can become very good at it. Around us and inside us, all of the time there is infinite inspiration. But we need to believe that we can tap into it. It is a limitless, boundless energy that, from the spiritual point of view, is entirely quantifiable. It is the precursor to all action. So how do we tap into it? How do we develop inspiration in our spiritual lives? Once again, the simple answer is the wisest. Let's go back to class 5 for a moment, learning to learn. 1. We have the awareness and willingness to make a committed decision to have more inspiration in our life. That's great, we're 80% of the way there. 2. We need to believe that we have the potential to receive inspiration. Let's make sure we understand that this is just a spiritual quality like any other. It is all around us in infinite measure in this heaven we call the earth. Empower yourself with the understanding that any moment you choose can be filled with inspiration. 3. Finally, we need to perform the action of receiving inspiration. A. Simply open your heart and receive. Try a meditation where you breathe in enthusiasm and inspiration and breathe out lethargy and procrastination. Or put yourself into nature and allow yourself to receive the fountain of inspiration that is the nature energy. B. Recognize inspiration catalysts. Seek out inspiring books. Talk to inspiring people. Get back to nature and receive its inspiration. Visualize yourself without limitation. C. Recognize inspiration drains. Not acting on your inspirational revelations, ignoring the messages of your heart, uninspiring acquaintances, your negative attitudes. Observe yourself at your work, for example, and try changing your attitude to being grateful for opportunities, seeing the inspirational people around you, and lifting your enthusiasm. D. Direct your inspiration. If you are trying to find inspiration for your meditation, then direct to that. I need more inspiration for my meditation. Please fill me with inspiration for my meditation. But don't make it just a pleasant wish. Make a determined decision to receive inspiration. Really believe that you have the potential to receive infinite inspiration. E. Allow yourself to be guided and directed by inspiration. Remember, it is the precursor to all action. So if you have really received inspiration, you will find yourself acting. Welcome it and don't fear change. This is what we are here for. 4. After receiving inspiration, monitor your internal dialogue. Assimilate and reflect upon the inspiration you have been offered and act. If you don't feel it was very successful, act anyway. You might want to write a poem or a song. Feel it being directed by the inspiration you have just received. 5. Get ready to go back to step 3 again by empowering yourself with the success of this action.
This is a classic relaxation exercise used often in yoga classes. We thought we would share it with you for those times when you need a full body spiritual massage. For all meditation exercises, we recommend you sit up straight, either cross-legged or in a straight back chair. For this exercise, we can make an exception. If you choose to, you can lay down. Let's use our breath to slow down our thoughts and get ourselves centered. We're taking longer, slower, deeper breaths, and our attention is on nothing else. Gradually, we're moving from focusing on a flow of air in and out of our lungs to a flow of light, peace, love, and joy in and out of our heart. Let's remember that inside our heart there is infinite peace, love, and joy. This is our connection to the infinite. To the infinite power of the universe, to the Supreme. Let us slowly direct that light to the toes of our feet. All of us have tension from time to time. This light is going to illumine any physical, mental, or emotional tension in our toes. Let that tension go. Feel it dropping away as the light lifts and transforms that darkness. Then let's move to the ankle and the instep. Feel that light flowing into both of your feet. And as the light flows in, allow the darkness to be released. Just let it go. And gradually, as you watch the light flowing into you, feel it flowing into you now, your right leg, to the shin, to the calf of your right leg. Let the tension just drop away as the light flows into your right knee and your quadricep and thigh of your right leg. Now let's try the same process with our left leg. Calves and shins, just watching as the light fills the left leg up, knee, thigh and quadricep. And as you watch the light flowing into you, feel it is flowing through your heart into every part of your being. And as it flows into every part of your being, it's just allowing you to relax and open up your spiritual nature to the infinite peace, love and joy that's inside of us all the time. So now let's watch that light flowing into our hips and stomach and lower back. Let the darkness just drop away and feel the light flowing into you now to your chest and back. And then to your shoulders. This is a place where we store lots of tension, so let's spend some time here. First on our left shoulder, just allowing it to drop, relax, and let go of any physical, mental or emotional tension in the left shoulder. See the light illumining any darkness there. And let's watch the light fill up now our left arm through the biceps and elbow and down through to the hand and the fingers of our left arm. Watch the light flowing in and releasing at the same time any darkness. Now let's do the same thing with our right arm. Watch the light flow down through our biceps, elbow, and to our forearm, and then to the hand and fingers. See each finger filling up with light, and at the same time you're just releasing and letting go any tension. When you're ready, let's move on to the neck. This is another place where a lot of tension is stored, so let's spend some time here. Breathing out any tension, releasing that darkness, opening ourselves to this infinite light, flowing up through our heart and into our neck. And then let's move to our head. Let's start with our jaw. Again, there's tension here, so let's let that go. And then to our chin and lips, let's watch our head filling up with light, with infinite peace, love and joy. To our lips and nose, to our ears, just letting go of any darkness, opening ourselves to the light, up to our eyes and forehead. Finally, the crown of our head, imagine like a fountain of light, is flowing up from our heart up through to the crown of our head. And all the time that light is intensifying within us, transforming any darkness, letting it go, and filling ourselves up with infinite peace, infinite love, infinite joy. Very relaxed and calm and self-assured. A being of light.